you doing?
Have a full crew today. We've got Coach Dennis.
What's up?
Coach Lee.
Hello.
And Coach Amy.
Hi.
What? Who's Coach Amy? Might have noticed a Amy, say your last name.
Banasek.
Banasek.
Not as scary as it looks.
Practice that. It does look way scarier than that. Amy Banasek, she's the newest member of our coaching staff, and you may have seen her shadowing some of the coaches. She had her first intro this morning at 5:15 a.m., breaking her in with the early ones. Say you want to be a coach, eh? Do you like to see the sun come up? Because, yeah, you will, after you've been at work for an hour.
Yeah, dark the whole way here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But wanted to bring her on today and get to know her a little bit. So we've known Amy for several years, actually. Our paths have crossed. She was a member here for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But kind of take us through, who's Amy? Where you're from? How'd you get here?
I'm Amy. I'm from Chicago originally. I moved here with my fiance almost 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. He wants to open a brewery with his brother here, so that's why we're here.
Nice.
It hasn't happened yet.
So why Nashville for that?
So in Chicago, the beer market's pretty saturated.
Okay.
And in Tennessee, the breweries per capita is 48th in the U.S.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
lots of room to grow.
Cool.
And it's way cheaper.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm finishing my master's in exercise and nutrition science.
Okay.
Which is how I found myself here. I've been at several gyms, CrossFit West Nashville originally, and then mm-hmm. I was at Gulch and Brentwood Hills when it was Brentwood Hills, mm-hmm. and here, and then I took some time off, and now I'm back.
Just hopping all around, are you?
Hopping around, but I found a home now.
Yeah, we're not giving you up, girl, sorry.
I'm not going.
Rod, when Jenny left us, Rod said, you know, Jenny, it's like Hotel of California. You can check out, but you can never leave. Sure enough, she finds herself back. Like, you know, we invite her to the town stuff and mm-hmm. keep in touch with her. So,
yeah, it's awesome.
You're not getting away.
Don't worry.
So tell us a bit about you. Like, maybe how you discovered CrossFit, what it's done for you.
Sure.
Why you decided to change careers, because you changed careers, right?
I did change careers.
What were you before?
That was the funniest one. Yeah.
Well, I was a monkey before.
A monkey?
I decided I wanted to be a human now.
Oh, so man. Planet of the Apes.
Now. Yeah. I have an undergrad in biomedical engineering.
Woo!
Yep.
Nice.
Super hardcore.
Love it.
And
not only is she a coach, she's a smart coach.
Yes.
Are you saying we have some not smart coaches, Dennis?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
All I said is not only is she a coach, she's a smart coach.
What's your degree in, Lee?
I don't want to talk about it.
Remember, any degree in biology is the highest degree you can get.
Oh, yeah. But.
And when you start talking engineering, bioengineering.
It just gets worse.
I feel like you might be biased, though.
I would have to agree with that.
I'm so sorry. I am biology.
a little biased. Just a little bit.
Aren't we all here?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Snowflake.
Do you think English was a hard major?
What?
No.
Spell no. Math.
What? I can assume it was a lot of reading. Probably took a lot of time, right?
I did not read a single book for the last 2 years I was in
That's
college.
The problem!
You can never argue about... You just need
no.
to just...
Right.
What did I say?
Move on.
Was it a hard major?
No.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
I'm sorry that I'm smart enough to sit there and listen in class and play the game to where once I need to write the paper, I can just spit back what the teacher told me.
Play the game? You were playing games
while
playing
you were watching. Nah, I was playing the game. I was doing what I needed to do to get what I wanted done.
You got your piece of paper with your name on it.
Yes, wow. I am.
All right, more importantly, back to Amy.
Yeah, so I have that from Texas A&M.
Oh, even better.
I didn't realize you were A&M.
Aggies, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. I have the ring, but I don't wear it. It's pretty big. And
Dennis would probably wear it if you let him.
It's a girl's ring.
He wanted to go to A&M. He did not get in.
I kind of wanted to go to UT, so.
Well, I got into UT.
He went to UT.
I got into a lot of other
Why
places.
Are y'all talking about Knoxville?
No. No.
The real UT.
Texas.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the real UT, though.
Texas.
Okay, cool.
We're talking about Texas.
Oh. All right. Well, then that's University of Texas.
Texas.
Okay.
The largest state on the map.
That's fine.
Yeah. Everything's big there.
All right. Moving on.
Is Alaska bigger?
I don't know.
No. I still think Texas is bigger.
Is it Alaska
again,
bigger?
I think you might be biased,
guys.
Says
the biomedical engineer. Is it Alaska bigger? Isn't California bigger than Texas?
No.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to have to look it up while we keep interrupting Amy here.
All right, so Amy, how you doing?
So fun fact, after college, I moved to Colorado, and I lived there for 3 months working on a dog sledding company, farm. So that happened for a few months.
That is so going on the website. That is going to be your fun fact.
Yeah. Alaska. It is.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Okay, well,
I love having Amy on staff, man.
The largest state in the lower half.
Oh, yeah, the contiguous.
Whatever.
Wait, no, you can't just breathe over that. You got to tell me, what the heck did that entail?
Well, it was summer, and they are large Malamute dogs, so yeah. No running of them in the summer. But they also, there was a dairy cow, there was pigs, there was chickens, there was a garden. So mostly it was kind of like farming, and then picking up a lot of dog poop and grooming them because they molt like nobody's business.
Yes, I lived with a couple of were they German Malamutes?
I think they were Alaskan
Malamutes. Alaskan Malamutes? I lived with a couple for a while.
Yeah.
And yes.
All over the place.
Yes. Yep. That was a lot of hair.
So that was mostly it. Yeah. We did go up to wherever. I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay.
But we went up to a high elevation town once, mm-hmm. so we could get up at like 3 a.m. and train them when it was 40 or 50 in the morning so they wouldn't die of heat stroke. But I only did that once.
So, like, what was your purpose of going out here?
I don't. I couldn't find a job.
Okay.
So I was like, I have to go do something, now or never.
So why not work with sled dogs?
Why not? Colorado was beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And then, other fun fact: I have epilepsy, and my medication wasn't working. And if you have a seizure, you can't drive for 6 months. So being in rural Colorado, trying to get to neurologists was.
Oh, wow.
Impossible.
Yeah.
So I came back to Chicago because you don't need to drive there,
mm-hmm.
and they have great doctors. And I started CrossFit the day I got back to Chicago in an attempt to change my life. And August 1st is my 4-year anniversary.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It's awesome that like people can stick with a routine that long.
Yes.
Because it's not a routine; it's a lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. For that, I don't think I've ever stuck with a sport that long.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so then, let's see, we had you over for a campfire one night.
Yeah.
And I learned about your master's.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm going to put that back in the back of my brain and plant that for later, because I've always liked Amy. And then,
always liked you too, Tara.
Aw. Because, you know, we're always keeping our eye out for people that would make a good team member.
Yeah.
And, and then an opportunity arose where... you were available.
Yes.
So we snagged you.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy it worked out because I was worried that I wasn't going to get to use my master's degree.
Right.
But now I do. And I'm...
Which is the whole point. You like got your master's in that,
right?
The
whole point, yeah. And I was like, great. Same thing is going to happen with undergrad, but it has not gone that way. And even in the 3 weeks I've been here, I'm still constantly learning, which is exactly what I want to be doing.
But we are School of Fitness.
Yes.
You're never going to stop learning.
Constantly schooling. Yeah.
Yes. That's how Lee got Kristen to come over here.
Yeah.
He baited her with, we always learn here. We're always on the cutting edge of stuff.
But he doesn't learn.
How dare you?
You just heard. He just does the bare minimum to get by. Did it in college. Probably did it in high school.
I still graduated with a 3.46. What's up?
That just tells you about the major.
What's up? No, that was overall, not just the major.
That just tells you
3.46.
That says you
what's
took
up?
Some easy. You basket what's weaving. You had basket weaving.
Underwater basket weaving.
Thank you. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, that's much easier. Stuff's floating away.
Does that
you
mean you
hold your breath?
Does that mean you missed cum laude by 0.04?
Yeah.
How'd that taste?
I didn't care.
Uh-oh.
I really didn't. I didn't walk either. I just didn't.
Yeah.
Once I graduated, I was like,
see ya.
I'm out. Done with school for a while.
Nice. When Amy just keeps going back to school.
Mm-hmm. If I could be a student,
I like
just not have to deal with
money.
School, i.e. yeah. drop tons of money, I would do that. I enjoy learning.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
That's why you love it here. That's why we love you being here.
I get paid to learn here. Right. I don't have to pay people to learn. It's
exactly.
great.
Exactly. It's a good deal here.
It's an investment,
yeah.
Lee.
Exactly.
Look where it got me.
Same place as I did. Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. All right. So, Amy, what's your favorite cheat food?
Oh, ice cream.
Hmm, any particular flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
I was about to say, mint chocolate chip is the only right answer.
No.
And we actually, we have an ice cream maker at home.
Yes.
And it is a dangerous toy to have.
Have you ever tried making coconut milk mint chocolate chip ice cream?
I have not. I have not gotten away from the traditional milk. Yeah. But I will give it a
shot. I will give you our recipe.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere near as good as the real thing.
It's okay. Well, I also know that it's terrible, so I do buy Halo Top and stuff. So it's a treat. It's a once every few months.
All right. We'll talk about those ingredients one day. Like, oh no. Just make sure it's a cheat, okay?
Yeah.
Don't make it a everyday thing.
Nope. Yeah.
All right. So as part of your master's, you had to do a thesis, right?
I did. And well, actually, it was optional, but.
Okay, you didn't have to.
I did choose
and
to.
And she chose to.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Otherwise, it was a comprehensive exam.
Oh, and yeah.
That's the route Dennis went.
Yeah.
No, mine was both.
Oh, yeah, you did have to do both, didn't you?
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, you had a choice. You could do, you'd either have, if you did a thesis, you had a comprehensive exam, but that exam was only half the questions.
Okay.
And then if you didn't, you took the comprehensive test, and that was a full exam.
Yeah, not into it.
Nice.
And from what I remember, if it was a pass or fail grade on the exam.
Oh, really?
Either pass the test, or you failed to pass the question, or you failed the question. If you did a thesis, then there was one that what happened with me was, okay, well, you didn't fail it, but you didn't pass the question. Now we need to sit down and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? We're going to hash this out now.
Yep. Do you want your degree?
We're
gonna
hash this out. We're going to talk about this. Really? Okay. All right. Let's do it.
So Amy did a research study on pea protein.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about that.
So when I sat down with my thesis advisor, he's a wonderful man at Lipscomb. His name is Dr. Jeremy Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
He's great and has been amazingly helpful. And he sent me a bunch of articles to look at and see if I might want to expand on research that's out there.
Right.
So one that caught my eye was a study by Nicholas Babalt in 2015, I believe. And they looked at pea protein versus whey protein
mm-hmm.
and a placebo in upper body strength and muscle size of men. And they had 120 men, so it's a pretty big study. But it was only upper body exercises for 4 or 6 months. And they found that pea protein was just as good as whey in increasing strength,
okay.
Which is interesting. And important because if you're allergic to whey or you don't consume dairy because you're vegan or vegetarian, you might not want to consume whey anyway. So this offers an additional choice. So I looked at this and said, CrossFit. Let's do CrossFit. And there are like 4 or 5 CrossFit studies out there, but there's one that has like a supplement where you take a supplement before and a supplement after, and there's not really any control over everything. And so I wanted to do a controlled, well laid out CrossFit study.
Okay.
So
what'd you do?
I got 15 people from CrossFit West Nashville that had to deal with me for about 3 months. They were great. They came into the lab at school, and we did muscle thickness testing. We did in-bodies. We did isometric mid-thigh pulls. And then at the gym, they did a 1 rep max squat deadlift, and they did a WOD I programmed. And they did that before and after this 8-week intervention.
Okay.
So for every day for 8 weeks, they took either a pea protein or a whey protein shake before and after.
Okay. And like some people were on pea the whole time. Some people were on whey. Okay.
And they didn't know what they had, and I didn't know what they had.
I'm sure they could taste what they had.
I'm sure, yes. But for all they were technically double blinded, so.
Right.
And then we tested it all again.
Okay.
And they had to keep track of their food every day.
Yeah.
Just so I could see what it was. And it was pretty much the same. There weren't any, I'm going to use the term statistically significant, because okay. that's what's used. And there were not statistically significant differences between their food intakes.
Okay.
So we found that everything stayed the same, except everybody PR'd their back squat and deadlift, at least in the study parameters.
Okay.
Statistically significantly, without difference between the P and the weight group. So they can be just as beneficial in okay. increasing strength. But nothing else changed.
Okay.
One other fun fact is the WOD I programmed had two parts. So the first one was a chipper, and then there was a 3-minute rest, and then it was a 2-minute max meter row.
Mm-hmm.
And the P group improved significantly, while the weight group did not. So the weight group stayed the same. They didn't get any worse or any better. But the P group got better.
That's interesting. I'd love to dig more into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had both males and females?
I did. It was like 7 and 8. We had age ranges from 18 to 55, which was the upper max. And everybody did the same workouts every week. So everybody had to do the Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday workout.
Okay.
I think it was. They didn't have to do it on those days, but they used Wattify over West Nashville, so they could go in and put their results in later, and then I kept track of what they did.
Okay, so from a human standpoint, it was as pretty much controlled as you can get without making them stay in a lab for 8 weeks.
Yes, and like being at the gym, watching them do workouts.
Right.
And part of the problem is scaling. So I asked them to, because West Nashville lays out the three mm-hmm. layers three of levels. A workout, to try to stay in a scaling. If they do the lowest scaling, try to do that for every workout.
Okay.
It didn't really work out that way, but there is like that human aspect. I want them to be in my study, so
right.
I have to give a little bit.
Right.
So. But anyway, I'm almost done writing it. We hope to publish soon, and we hope other studies on pea protein might come of it, and CrossFit studies.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, so you may not know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad if you don't, okay. but this is something I've been wondering.
Yeah.
So pea is a legume, mm-hmm. right, which is why people that don't do legumes avoid peas.
Mm-hmm.
We avoid legumes because of the inflammation that can occur, especially in the gut, mm-hmm. you know, causing leaky gut stuff. When you make it into when you just pull the protein out of that pea, are those inflammatory properties in there still, or are they removed?
I do not know.
Do you know that, Dennis?
Well, on the legume, what's the in the legume, the problem is the outer casing? That's the issue?
Yeah, because you know what, that makes sense. Because once green beans are more pod than pea. No. I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up again.
For the legumes, that's one of the reasons why they say to soak them prior to cooking. Like soak them overnight prior to cooking. I remember all those years I always wondered, why is my grandmother sitting with a bowl full of beans, pinto beans? My mom would do it. It'd be 24 hours. Yeah. And they would soak them for the next day. And from what I've learned about it is that as long as they're soaked, then you can break into what you really need inside. But on the outer shell, if they're not soaked, that's where, from what I'm thinking, that's where most people have their issue. Now again, mm-hmm. I'm not on the nutritional side of it as much in depth. But everything keeps going back to, just like in the grains, you know, soak them.
Yeah,
steel cut oats, soak them, and then cook them.
This doesn't answer that question, but it's another fun fact about why pea protein may be just as good, and I think it's because of leucine levels. There's another group that did some studies. Like, there's some studies that show if you take your protein shake with some carbs, it works better for muscle protein synthesis. And then a group said, okay, what about if we just do essential amino acids? And then what if we just do branched-chain amino acids? And then what if we just do leucine? And leucine was just as good as every other iteration.
Will you back up and define all those words for our non-biology people listeners?
Yeah. So
our English major up there is, I'm just kidding.
He's got the dictionary out already.
So
he takes all this stuff. He knows.
Essential amino acids are all the amino acids you have to get from food to make proteins. There are some non-essential ones because your body makes them and you don't need to eat them. Mm-hmm. I cannot list them all. I'm so sorry.
And what are amino acids?
They're the building blocks of proteins.
Okay. And then so what is leucine?
Leucine is one of the branched chain amino acids. So you have your 9 essential amino acids. Mm-hmm. 3 of those are branched chains: leucine, isoleucine, and valine. And in a lot of pre-workout shakes, they say they have BCAAs because they think those are really important for muscle protein synthesis following resistance exercise.
Okay.
So there's one group that just looked at, they said, what about if we just do leucine and not the other isoleucine and valine? And it showed to be just as effective promoting muscle protein synthesis.
So maybe leucine is the...
Yes.
Really the secret ingredient there.
And pea has just as much as whey, maybe a little more.
Okay.
And that's also why... It's one of the reasons why, like, rice protein isn't as good as whey. It has really low leucine levels, so it could also explain other things.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes, but as a part of inflammatory responses, I don't know.
Got to look that up.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll
so... Oh, thanks. Yeah, will you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up. Get back to me on that. So as always with any protein supplement you're going to use, if you, you know, find a good pea protein supplement you like, look at the other ingredients. Mm-hmm. There are lots of fillers and lots of other things that could be not beneficial to you.
Correct.
So you're looking for the cleanest, fewest ingredients out there. If you have any questions, please bring it to your coach, bring it here, take a picture of it, text it to us, or take a picture of it, put it on the closed group, and somebody will answer.
Yes.
Cool. All right, Lee, got something for us today.
Yeah. I was browsing through the CrossFit Journal the other day, and I thought it was funny, given what you, Dennis, and I were talking about yesterday, about how caffeine, and I, you know, they kind of put the lens on coffee just because that's the most notorious caffeine drink for most of us. But how caffeine, while it will probably help your endurance performance, it's not necessarily going to help, like, your one rep max lift.
So why is that? Take me through the biology there.
Yeah, so...
Come on, English major. Take me through the biology.
So in the article, they talk about how caffeine binds to adenosine receptors in your body.
Which are?
So adenosine is an inhibitory neurotransmitter.
Okay.
And it can
You might want to translate that, too.
Yeah. So essentially, it's something that acts as a... per the article, acts as a central nervous system depressant. And it's one of the things that's instrumental in helping us sleep at night.
Okay.
So what happens is caffeine binds to those receptor sites so that adenosine cannot bind there, and thus it doesn't work. It gets blocked from working. And one of the reasons you, like, build up this caffeine tolerance where you don't get as affected by it the more you drink it is your body will actually produce more receptors when those receptors are getting blocked.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the oh man. Jeez. All right, here we go.
So how does it
So the endurance effect. It's like it doesn't really get into like the biology of it necessarily, but it just goes into saying that because caffeine acts as a central nervous system, like it's an excitatory drug, like it's gonna make you jittery, it's gonna give you a buzz, whatever. That will just go into helping your endurance performance. They were talking in here, a guy led a review of 21 papers on the effect of caffeine on endurance athletes. And the studies included tests ranging from 15 minutes to 2 hours. And the results varied, but they reported the mean improvement in performance was about 3.2%. And that doesn't sound like much necessarily, but
I'll take 3.2%.
Yeah, that could mean you cut 18 minutes off of a 10-hour race, or for a shorter distance, if you're doing 10 kilometers, that's 72 seconds off of a 40-minute race.
Okay.
You know, and then they were talking about, in another article in the same journal, they found lower doses of caffeine, the amount equivalent to that contained in 1 to 3 cups of coffee, lower heart rate during sub-maximal exercise, but not high-intensity efforts. So this reduction during low-intensity efforts could be one of the reasons why caffeine helps endurance athletes.
Okay.
So anything where you are not exerting max effort necessarily, like, that's when you're going to see the benefits from caffeine. And it goes on to talk about it in terms of weightlifting, where they were reviewing studies where 15 women were provided with either 6 milligrams of caffeine per kilogram of body weight or a placebo 60 minutes before performing a 1 rep max bench press.
Okay.
The results were like
no significant
there difference. Was no significant difference, but in things where you're getting into slightly higher rep ranges of like 10 to 12 or going to max reps, so going to failure, like, there was minimal improvements.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So at the very end of the article, they say, you know, if you think it's going to help, then it's most likely going to help.
It probably will.
Yeah. But one of the points in here that I thought was really interesting was J.P. Nicoletta said, if it were reliable in terms of performance enhancement, and if you were able to really determine within a range how much somebody can really benefit from usage, I think it would be on the drug testing agency's radars. If the World Anti-Doping Agency and the USADA, ugh, God, that's weird, are both dropping or not pursuing caffeine as a PED, I struggle to think you can reliably say that it improves performance. Maybe for endurance in a world that I don't know, but I just think there is probably more of a good feeling benefit and more of a routine and habit benefit than anything else.
Right.
I wonder why I know the NCAA bans caffeine. I wonder why they care.
The NCAA bans caffeine over so many milligrams in the blood.
So.
Do they not have any limits in any other sporting group? I assume not.
Like, does the Olympics?
I imagine the Olympics too, because I know the NCAA, they most sporting.
He's looking it up.
I think most sporting. I believe that most sporting groups, NBA, all that, they go off of IOC.
Got it.
Because they're the ones that kind of lay the law of the land, because it's the Olympics, and that's what they did. Because they also do nicotine, also.
Yeah.
Because nicotine,
stimulant.
Nicotine can be performance enhancing if it's over a large amount.
Right, you're smoking that cigarette. That's gonna, it's gonna help you.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, it's like,
hey, can improve
nicotine.
CO2 tolerance.
Oh yeah, we did learn that.
but it's up to so much amount, so much.
Got it.
If you go and you test, and they're testing, they do the test, a drug test on you in NCAA, and your caffeine levels are extremely high. Yeah, they'll pull you in.
Hmm. That's funny.
Interesting.
I was taking NO Explode.
Two.
In college.
You?
Yeah.
What?
They were saying two.
Yeah.
Two
I
cups.
I bet you that was
three
illegal.
Cups is, you know, it's okay.
Actually, I know. I don't think we discovered that till after college.
It's after.
Yeah. Probably good. My heart probably would have exploded. I tried to play soccer with that stuff.
Dude, I had a friend in college that would take that stuff right before a rugby match. I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah, Yeah, it
was ridiculous.
It was later on when we got into when he was bodybuilding, we would do that. Mm.
So.
But yeah. So what's this mean for your
What?
So, Dennis, we went over, Dr. Keys Chiropractic had a kids' day, and they had some free food sensitivity testing. And so they do it with some muscle testing. And Dennis came back as having a sensitivity to coffee.
There was other things on it.
Yeah, there's other things. But the one that I looked, and I was like, ooh, that's going to break his heart.
Does that mean he has an inflammatory response to coffee?
Could be. Or at least to the amount that's in his system at that time.
Got it.
So after
I had to drink some good coffee that morning.
Yeah, after...
Real good coffee.
After I totally called him out on his emotional response to food. It was so cute. He was trying so hard. And then he was like, I don't take it to have energy, which he doesn't. He drinks it because he likes it. And it's, just a cup a day or whatever.
Yeah, I don't drink like I used to. I used to drink pots a day.
But Dr. Susan Keys was saying, well, if you can give these things up for 4 weeks, and you could tell he was like, I'm like, okay, that's not happening.
It's not worth it.
You made it what, like 3 days though? 2 days?
Well,
now?
So he was totally anti. He was like, I'm not doing this. I could read it in his face, like it's BS, So, of course, I'm like, are you having an emotional response to it?
Listen. BS. I know we all have allergies to foods, but that method of testing, I just don't know.
Okay.
But you're giving it enough weight that you are trying it.
Well, I'm still waiting for 23andMe.
Yeah, so what I told the doc is, they're starting to argue with each other. I went, all right, listen, he will do this because we're geeks and we're, like, perfectionists about our body, and so he'll want to know if he truly has a sensitivity to coffee. But he's not ready. So, just like working with our members, until he's ready, it's not going to happen. So just give him some time. So I'm thinking, like, maybe after vacation or something we would try this. That night we're sitting on the couch. He goes, so what kind of teas do we have? And I go, really? Already? Dang it. Because I'm like, dang it. Now I got to give up coffee for 4 weeks.
Listen,
we gave up coffee when we did that protein deload.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, and it was fine. It's not a big deal. We do it because we like it, not because we need it.
And then put it back in. I didn't have any issues with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada.
I do get.
But the thing about it is, coffee, as I was trying to explain to Susan, and I don't think Susan ever gets it. Coffee.
I think he's still a little emotional about
coffee's,
it.
Coffee's—it's got boldness.
Oh, okay. This has nothing to do with
it. Is,
yeah, uh-huh, this is all emotional.
It is. Yeah.
That's your description. It is. Yeah.
This is his argument with the chiropractor.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with anything else. It's bold. Yeah. So this morning I was like, all right, let's look at the.
Hold on. Yesterday.
Oh yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday I. All right. Well, I'll do this.
He's so at home. I'm here. Right.
I boil some a tea bag and I do some tea and I'm like, what? This is just.
It's just like regular Lipton iced tea. It's nothing special.
You gotta splurge.
Yada yada. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Drink good coffee.
There's no boldness to it. It's not speaking to me. It's not yelling at me. It's
for
not
anyone
that
was wondering what an emotional response to food looks like. Here you go.
Or sounds like.
And then.
Oh, wait, hold on. I want to show them. I want to show them your little text you sent me.
And then.
This is what he sends me. It is a Bitmoji that we made. If we don't have the Bitmoji app, it's pretty fun. You can make your own emoji.
T is for ...
Yeah.
Doesn't have that flavor punch that coffee delivers.
Exactly.
And it's him in an emoji
tripping form.
First off, in a shirt and tie saying, need coffee.
Crawling
and so
on the ground.
My response to him is, you look terrible in a tie. Because he never wears a tie.
His Bitmoji is wearing a tie, guys.
Yes.
And then when that came across on my watch, as I was working out, and that came across on my watch, and I go, what picture am I standing around in a tie do you have? And then I had to go back and look.
The wedding photo?
No.
The engagement photos. Oh, that's right. We didn't take engagement photos.
At Will's wedding. You're in a tie at Will's wedding.
Oh, yeah,
you look good there.
Yeah,
you don't look good in this one.
No. So then this morning, yesterday, okay, look, all right, okay, I'll do this. I'll do this to whatever.
And the coaches got me for my birthday some teas from Tivana.
And so, you know coffee.
Tivana.
You
know, coffee.
Like Nirvana.
Yeah.
And the names of coffees.
Okay.
Like caveman coffee.
Dr. Danger was the one we had earlier this week.
Death Wish. I mean, these are bold names.
Death Wish coffee.
Oh. These are coffees. They're just coffees.
He's identifying with
your coffee. You're just a poet. Your way with words.
I'm so sorry. I didn't major in English.
Hey,
Lord have mercy.
I can talk real good.
Talk real good. So here it is.
Don't drink the Lipton tea, baby. Here, let's drink some of these.
I was willing to do Lipton. Because, you know, yada yada. It is what it is.
Oh, hey, it's raining.
All right. It is what it is. And no, here it is. I go from, you know, Death Wish coffee type stuff, right?
Here's his choices this morning.
Peach Tranquility. Passion Tango. Pineapple Quino Pop.
Can Passion Tango be the official drink of Two to Tango?
Or a Dragon Fruit Devotion.
Dragon Fruit Devotion, yeah. I bet you that tastes good.
What the?
That sounds like some stuff you need in your life.
That's what I was just going to say. His eyes are like popping out of his head.
And then we settled.
Yeah.
Get this. She settled for Sassafras Strawberry Tea.
Did it taste good?
I will take the inflammation. I don't care how much inflammation.
Emotional response.
I want... Death Wish. I want Dr. Danger. Caveman.
Sounds like the worst comic book villain. Dr. Danger. Oh, yeah.
I mean, Lord have mercy.
It was good. It's tea. It's like flavored water.
I didn't even finish it.
Oh, I finished mine. It's delicious.
Again, sassafras.
Yeah, so then he goes, what, am I going to get sassy if I drink this?
I think you're sassy enough as is.
Sassiness Lord. Is topped out.
Yeah. So there's my emojis to Ross as I'm sending him to let Susan know. Oh, hell no.
I love Ross's response.
What did Ross say?
I can't say it on air.
Oh, good. Thank
blank,
you.
Blank, blank, blank Brits.
Oh. Yeah, the Brits do like their tea.
Yes. Finger in the air. Oh. All right. Lord have mercy.
Oh, that finger.
Save me, please. I need my coffee.
All right, so.
I want my coffee back.
So around the corner?
Yeah, around the corner.
Well, no, I want to talk about this. Oh, my. This goodness. Lagoon thing.
What lagoon thing?
The lagoon thing.
We're still on there?
We're beyond that.
I want to go back to it because I want to make sure that we're at 37 minutes.
Come on.
I want to make sure the information is... Oh, hush up.
I got a 5 o'clock appointment.
And I'm going to make sure this takes another 2 hours.
I'm out.
Make sure another takes
okay, seriously, we only have so much storage, so...
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So a legume is from a pea family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're seeds. And the seeds have a protective barrier for what? To be removed.
To be able to protect the embryo. Yeah.
To reproduce, store the sugar.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. The problem with them is the lectin.
Yes.
The lectin is the plant protein that binds the carbohydrate to the protein.
To the emulsifier.
Okay. So that's the problem. Now it says, this article says that all, you know, not all lectins are equal, but yada yada. But, you know, because if you have inflammatory response to it, some autoimmune disorders from it, and it goes on. So that's...
So when you remove the protein to make pea protein...
So hold on. So now, down that other rabbit hole that I went down, okay, down that rabbit hole, just make sure that you guys get the information. The reason that they soak them is to break that outer shell so you can get the stuff from inside out.
Right.
Okay. That's the purpose of soaking them. That's the purpose of it being a little bit less inflammatory on the gut.
It's still there, though.
But it's still there. But it's not at the highest rate as it would be if you didn't let it soak and you cooked them and you started eating them. There, you know, you're still having issues breaking down the shell. And the outer coating. So that's the purpose of it. If you don't have any sensitivity to legumes, remove them, as we've always said, 30 days. Add them slowly back in and see what happens. If you have no response, especially after soaking them and cooking them properly, if you don't have a response, inflammatory response, or anything associated with any GI issues, then you're probably okay with it. Okay? If you want that type of food. It's up to you.
So, we should be good with processed pea protein, right? Because the carbohydrate in the...
But does the pea protein use a lecithin or...
Well, yeah, that's...
Like so many other proteins do.
Right.
I will have to look it up. We got both the proteins from TrueNutrition.com because they...
That was full of crap. You know it was.
That's my thesis, Daryl.
It still doesn't prove or disprove your thesis. You did a good job on your thesis.
No,
I'm just asking from an inflammatory.
Right.
Like, that has nothing to do with what you were trying to prove. So
right. But I mean,
it's irrelevant.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying everything's on the website, so I'll go back and look at the website. And we pick them because they do third-party verifications. So I will research how pea protein is made and see if it...
Like, if that... I would assume, yes, if you're isolating the protein, because the phytates are with the carbohydrate, right? So if you isolate the protein, then hypothetically, it should not be there.
It shouldn't be there.
This is just me trying to use my past knowledge.
No,
and
I mean, that's
critical
that's
thinking.
The critical thinking of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're taking the protein out, you basically have to break lectins bond on the carbohydrate to get the protein out.
Right.
You cleave it to be able to run it. So I'm again, same situation. Critically thinking this out, the hypothesis would be there would be no lectin in it, and it would be safe on the gut and not an inflammatory response. That would be the hypothesis.
I could always get some pea protein and find out.
Now we would have
test
to.
It on me.
We would have to.
You want me to be your thesis?
We would have to do that thesis or do that study to determine if that is. That
All
hypothesis
right.
is true.
Get ready, Talonites.
Ready.
But
we're
critical
gonna need 30
thinking
subjects.
Would say.
There's an in-body already here.
Yep.
Critically thinking, it would say that. Yes,
again, I would just throw in.
You're an English major. You'll just write it up
I'm
when we
saying,
tell you
most,
what it is.
Most protein powders use some sort of lecithin. So
let me tell you. We'll do all the work,
all right,
and then we'll just hand it to you and tell you to write it up.
Dude, English is all critical thinking. That's the only thing I'm good at.
You'll just write it up. Use your
I will make it look pretty.
With his left hand. You're not left-handed, are you? Are you left-handed? Oh.
Just write it up.
Like, dang it. We got another
defect?
One? We have so many left-handed coaches. Like, there's not a lot of left-handed people. How do we get so many that are here?
I'm really
Who's
good.
Left-handed?
No, not me.
Leah's, Jenny was.
That's it.
No.
And I still have some
Didn't
of the prettiest handwriting in here. What's up?
You do not.
Lord have mercy, no child.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Get out of here.
All right, around
no
the corner.
Way.
Around the
Get
corner.
Get out of
oh,
here.
Oh, around the corner.
Around the corner.
Keep talking.
August 26th.
Keep talking.
Virtuosity competition.
Yeah, if you haven't signed up for that, there's some
Smyrna.
Talent peoples going.
Talent.
Sign up and go with us.
No.
Amy's competing, right?
Look,
yeah.
The
game
Are you
with starts.
Coach Lisa?
All right, so the game starts next Thursday.
Hold on, well, I asked your question.
I'm with Coach Darby from BNA.
Oh,
but
that's
I know
right.
Lisa's doing it with Stephanie.
Stephanie, that's right.
Stephanie.
Game start Thursday.
Dennis and Lee are doing it.
Game start Thursday.
Only one of us will probably make it out alive.
It is. Yeah, me. So if you want to watch the games in its entirety, you'll have to do that online off of the YouTube channel or the games website.
Is it not on? I thought it was on like CBS or something this year, or is that
no.
just only like certain portions? He's going to tell you the schedule right here.
Oh.
In the evening from
oh my gosh,
particular
so
time to particular time, they're going to go live on CBS Sports.
It'll only be the
and
last
show,
eats.
And show, I think, an hour or 30 minutes
oh, really?
Of it.
Yeah, some of them start at 9
9
p.m.
o'clock. Yeah.
Gross.
So that means it's running late into the evening.
Yeah.
But, CBS Sports will be doing that. But it's not going to, I don't think it's going to be broadcast the entire thing.
No. They'll record
it. From what the schedule looks like.
Put it on there later.
Yeah, from what the schedule looks like, if you want to see it live, you're not going to see it live except the last probably workout of the day every night on CBS. The rest would be.
Isn't that pretty typical, though?
I don't know.
I feel like it is. Isn't that typical, Lee? You to watch everything live, you had to watch it online last year, right?
You need to watch it through CrossFit's live streaming of it. If you watch it on ESPN, when they play it, really, they show you video packages except for the last heat of the women and last heat of the men.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's all you get to see.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow, third annual Battle for the Flags, CrossFit Mount Juliet. August 12th, CrossFit Music City is doing a send-off workout for their member Little Noah is all grown up.
He is. Where's he going? Did you read that?
I
have to read it. I saw it, but I didn't have time to read it.
It's somewhere far. I read it.
Yeah.
It's somewhere far from here.
Little Noah. Good luck, Noah.
Yep, good luck. August 19th, CrossFit Nights Throwdown. CrossFit Nights, it's a co-ed. August 26th, CrossFit Imagine is doing the Virtuosity Challenge.
Wow.
September 2nd and 3rd, Faction Games, CrossFit Faction Strength and Conditioning in Memphis. September 9th, Middle Tennessee Highland Games at Andrew Jackson's Hermitage. September 16th, takes two to Tango, CrossFit Talon.
Registration's open, folks.
September 30th, Tennessee Open Championship. This is Nashville Weightlifting Club. And that would be an American Open qualifier, I believe.
Okay.
November 17th is Age to Perfection, CrossFit Talon.
Oh, and then, so then Battle of the Barbells is November...
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that date.
It's 4th and 5th. That's why we moved ours.
But I have not seen the date published yet.
Yeah, he did. He did it in March, apparently. He sent me a screenshot. I was like, dude, when did you move your contest? He sent me something that was posted in March. I was like, oh, I missed that one. Thanks.
But that's going to be... That's not at Murfreesboro this year.
No, it's at the Middle Tennessee Expo Center.
Ooh,
so it should be even bigger.
Where's the Middle Tennessee Expo Center?
I have no idea. Is it MTSU, maybe?
Probably. Probably in Murfreesboro somewhere.
Sure, we'll have some people in it, so we'll find out.
Wow. Yep, that's it so far.
All right. Amy, thank you.
Be Welcome
sure to
aboard.
Say hi to Amy. Welcome her to the community if you haven't
Amy.
Yet.
Thanks. Hey, guys.
Hey. How you doing?
What's your name again?
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
Lee, thank you, as
oh,
always.
Oh, that's his name, Lee?
Yeah.
Yep.
Believe it or not.
Dennis, always a pleasure.
I thought he was Fat Man.
Fat Man and Little Boy. Yeah, I'll be looking for Fat Man and Little Boy at this contest at the end of the month. That's Lee and Dennis. Happy Friday, y'all.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.